If you put a letter in an envelope, then you would have to take your pen and
write the address.
You might say, well, I want to this letter.
Or mail. Uh-huh.
Or if you're going to write the name on the front, you might say, I'm going to
print.
Or I'm going to this letter.
Address.
If a little boy has learned something new, for instance, if he has learned a whistle, and you want to know where he learned that, you might say, who
taught you?
We might say, well, when are you going to Miami? You might say, well, right now we're
leaving.
A little boy that's done something naughty, and a little girl saw him do it, you might say that if the little girl told her mother, you might say that she was a
tattletale.
And he might say to her, now don't you go and
tell on me.
Would you ever have another name for a tattletale? Call him a
No, meanie.
If you want a bouquet for the dinner table, you would have to go in the garden and
pick some flowers.
Mm-hmm. What would you call something a child might play with?
A toy.
Would you ever call it something like a play pretty or something like that? Or a play toy?
Well, mm-hmm. I've heard it, but I don't say it. Mm-hmm.
If something happened and you expected, predicted, or were afraid it was going to happen, like a child hurt himself while doing something, you might say, well,
I warned you, I told you.
If I handed you a book, you might say, that's the book you
I always wanted. Have already read.
Uh-huh. Or, if, say, you had the book, you might say, that's the book you
read.
Or the book you, it was a book I handed to you. You might say, that's the book you
I wanted.
Mm-hmm. You might say, when I finished it, I'll
give it back.
Mm-hmm. I'll do that because you have me so many other good books to read.
Mm-hmm.
Because you have
given.
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I carried my umbrella. We hadn't gone half a block when it
started raining.
You might say, why are you out of breath? You might say, well, I was feeling so happy, all the way home.
I ran.
They have a mile every day this week.
They ran.
If you didn't know where a man was born, you might say, where does he
live?
Or if you want to know from where he came from, you might say, where does he
where's his hometown?
You might say, who's that fellow? And somebody might say, well, he in on the train last night.
He come in.
He's to our town every month with his goods.
He comes.
You might say, well, if you had a neighbor and she was outside putting up clothes on the line or something like that, you might say, well, I heard outside a few minutes ago.
I saw.
I hope to you again soon.
See?
We've so little of you this year.
Seen?
You can't get through there. The highway department's got their machines in and the road's all
blocked.
The opposite of take it off is
take it off is put it on.
I might say, can you do that? And you might say, sure, I've that all my life.
I've done it.
If you didn't hear what they said or something, if they didn't say anything, you might say, oh, I thought you said
something.